And a very good afternoon, Faster Mai. Welcome back to Manx Radio Motorsport's coverage of the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company Southern 100 Road Racers, the Platinum Jubilee Year, 70 years of the friendly racers. Well, we've certainly had teenage kicks and middle-aged kicks and older kicks this morning with the racing we've seen, and indeed an exceptional evening last night. I hope everybody's enjoyed their lunch, and a word for the marshals as well. This is from the Chief Marshal, Dewan Crawley. A big shout out and thank you to all the marshals and medics who helped make this meeting happen. It really is appreciated. And also thank you to the Whistle Stop Cafe and the Siding Pub for the very packed lunches. And I hope you've enjoyed those. And a big thank you to Trish and the team and all the mobile units as well around the course. A vital part and make it such a friendly meeting. Well, already we've had three newcomer wins during the morning. Andy Smart, Craig Sisbeck and John Marsh. So congratulations to them. And we also had a win for Mike Brown in the 600 class and Davy Todd once again in the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company senior race, although Dean Harrison was quickest at 116.910, which is just a whisker away from the outright lap record. Let's give you the weather then, and there is fog at the moment, it would seem, at the airport, and certainly over the paddock it's been drifting in and out, so pretty important to just check in on the weather. Warm with sunny spells, as well as areas of mist and fog affecting some coasts. Light and variable winds. There is a plane coming in to land, though, at Ronaldsway, so that is good news. A maximum temperature this afternoon of 21 Celsius. Continuing risk of coastal mist and fog again for much of tomorrow, but also some warm, sunny spells. Light winds and a best temperature of, it's inching up, 22 Celsius. And then becoming hot and sunny on Saturday with light east or northeast breezes and highest temperatures, wow, 26 or 27 Celsius. That is very, very warm for the Isle of Man. Fine again on Sunday, top temperature 25 degrees before rain or showers on Monday as cooler air arrives from the west. Schedule then this afternoon, roads are now closed once again. Course inspection car is there on just after the start finish line, ready to go and check that everything is tickety-boo for this afternoon. So 1:50 we're due to start with the Betteridge's 600cc challenge race. That's over seven laps as the course inspection car now leaves. That'll be followed by race 10, the Bushy's Brewery lightweight race over six laps. Then race 11, the Ellen Vanin Fuels solo championship race over nine laps. And at last race of the day and of the meeting, race 12, the Darrell Blake Construction Sidecar Championship race over eight laps. So next one is the Betteridge's Challenge race, which is down as race 9 on the grid. Just going to double check that before I give the wrong grid out before racing. It is race 9, the Betteridge's Car Challenge. So that will have Davy, it is a 600cc, that's what I was looking for. Davy Todd on pole, number 1. Then number 6, Michael Dunlop. And then number 3, Mike Brown. Second row, Paul Jordan, 22. 44, Rob Hodson. And 15, Nathan Harrison. Well, let's check in with the rest of the commentary team, because down at the Southern 100 headquarters, we've got Chris Kinley. But out at Cross Four Ways, which is just under 3 miles into Colas Balloon course, it's the first one. it's 3 miles, just round the corner where Rob's been looking to see when there have been some close battles, who's actually got round the corner when he's got the chance to. Reflections, first of all, on the morning. and what anticipation we now have for what is to come this afternoon. Rob Pritchard, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Fastermeyer. Welcome back to Cross Four Ways at approaching the three-quarter phase of the four-and-a-quarter-mile Motoral Balaun course. Well, sustenance and sunspray has been the order of play for me when during the roads are briefly opening, and it might have been the same for some others around here. Cross Four Ways packed on this beautiful day as well. So I've been getting myself prepared to be back out in the rays. In fact, the marshals and medics down here, they've actually gone one better than me. They've got the gazebo up over there as well. Quite jealous, if I'm honest. But yes, looking back to this morning, well, you could just whisper that phrase, couldn't you? Outright lap record pace. We were so close to seeing that earlier today. Could we see that in, of all places, the solo championship race later on? We'll have to wait and see, but if it was to happen, what a place it would be to do it. Looking back then through a couple of the races that we have had today, it was just having a little bit back further through, and that was the just trying to make sure I've got everything up in front of me here, but taking a look back at the Supersport A race, of course. We have Supersport coming up as well. It was, again, a bit of deja vu, wasn't it? A battle. We can just see a couple of course inspection cars come past us here across four ways. Similar battle out at the front. It was Mike Brown and Davey Todd, that duo. Once again, they were just chopping and changing places all over the place, including here at Cross Four Ways. And Michael Dunlop bringing himself right into contention at the very end. Couldn't quite break into the top two, finishing 0.3 seconds off Todd in second. And Mike Brown in third. Cracking race that was indeed. Then we, of course, had as well the GH Corlett solo founders race. Craig Stupek, as he pointed out on commentary earlier. Thanks, Craig, for clarifying that for all of us. Taking a victory. What a commanding victory it was. Leading from start to finish, way out in front of the rest of the field. A commanding performance indeed. Winning by just under 33.5 seconds ahead of newcomer number 61, Adam Williams. A great result to get on the podium. And another newcomer, number 90, Craig Kennelly. That was a great battle for third, wasn't it? Because you had number 82, Kevin Adams in there, and number 98, Neil Connell, were both battling away as well. But it was Craig Kennelly who would occupy one of the steps on the podium. And then, of course, we had the big bikes out, didn't we, earlier today? The Alaban Steam Packet Company senior race. And as he was doing in qualifying, it was Davey Todd in the 810 Racing BMW who was at the top of the standings. But he did not have it all his own way, did he? Number five, Dean Harrison, finished just 0.2 seconds behind Davey Todd, with both of them pushing right towards that outright lap record pace that was set by Dean Harrison in 2022. And then a further 16 seconds back was Michael Dunlop as well. So it really was a straight shootout between those two in that race. But who knows what to expect in the solo championship race later. A longer distance, of course, as well, to bear in mind. And we also had as well, very importantly, important to remember this, we had the lightweight consolation race. Another chance for some of these riders who hadn't qualified for other races to get a chance out on track. We had the 9-strong field there. Number 10, Andy Smart, taking the victory. And what was a great battle out front, wasn't it? We had five machines in and around Cross Four Ways battling for supremacy on the opening lap, and that's how it largely stayed throughout the race, didn't it? David Glossop ending up coming home second, 1.1 seconds back. Russell Brook 1.6 seconds further back on Glossop to take the final podium spot. And of course, we've got to remember, they weren't out this morning, but they will be later on, the three-wheelers. And well, what a race we had yesterday when we heard Ryan Crowe, he and his brother Callum, winning the race in outright sidecar lap record pace. Proper racing, that's how they described it. Real racing. They, Pete Founds and Jevon Wormsley, Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy, that was a right old titanic tussle on the three-wheelers around the Colas Balaun course. I'm sure whether it's those three or more besides, we'll be hoping for a bit more like that when the three-wheelers come out to play later on in the session. But yes, seeing the pace going up, as we have done throughout the week as well, given the glorious conditions we've got, looking out on track as well, no doubt the road temperature is going to be very warm, and also plenty of rubber laid down, just looking on that left-hand line to the outside of Cross Four Ways, the entrance of Cross Four Ways, if you like, so many taking that line through there as well. But some of them, they do like to have a little look on that inside line. But the real key is, because of this tight right-hander, you've got to get the exit right if you are going on that inside line. And we do get to see, as Tim alluded to as well, again, for a bit of context for those who don't know, as we see them coming into Cross Four Ways, as they make the turn, they disappear from out of my eye line. behind the cottage that is over to the right-hand side here. Then there's another property after that, right on the immediate exit. And then we just sometimes get a glimpse of them as they go under the tree canopy and on their way towards Church Bends as well. We can see who has won that particular duel or three-way battle or five-way battle, as it was in the lightweight consolation race earlier. So it's proving to be a fantastic spectacle, as it often is here at Cross Four Ways. We're hoping for another busy afternoon of racing, the championship races to come as well. Who knows what's in store? We whispered it, like I say, you could whisper it. Outright lap record pace. We'll just have to wait and see if we get to that later in the day. In the meantime, though, back to you, Tim.
Thank you very much indeed. And for this Bettridge's Foxdale Car Sales Supersport 600cc race, the winner will pick up the Dan Neen Trophy. And we remember Dan with obvious affection and fondness. Did ask people where they were tuned in from, and Tom Jackson's at home in Heysham listening to Manx Radio. We've got one at work, listening in to Manx Radio at work here in Belfast. County Kilkenny in Ireland, another one has got in touch. Long Island in New York, where we've got a listener as well. And a shout out to Stadium Corner, to Miles Lally, who is over, says he's absolutely scorched, but loving the racing and the coverage. It is an absolute belter of a day. We gave you the first two rows. Third row is 36, Jamie Coward, 21, Joe Yeardsley, and 4, Michael Evans. Fourth row, 65, Michael Sweeney, 2, Dominic Herbertson, and 38, Erno Castamo. Fifth row is 17, Kevin Keyes, 7, Sam West, and 12, Barry Ferber. Sixth row, Brian McCormack, number 111. 34, Grant Thompson, and 10, Andy Smart. 92 is the first bike on row 7, Jamie Williams. 42, Aaron Sadler, and 55, Michael Russell. Eighth row, David Rigby, number 49. 94, Eddie Wormald, and 11, Adrian Harrison. Ninth row, 93, Paul Cranston. 54, John Marsh, and 8, Dan Sale. Tenth row, 26, Dennis Bood. 9, Paul Cassidy, and 85, Andrew Hurd. Well, let's check in with another vital part of this commentary crew and go down to Chris Kinley. Good afternoon, Chris.
Yeah, good afternoon to you, Tim. Just looking over towards Scarlet, and there's that sea fret just coming in. It's been in and out during the lunch break. Nothing to be worried about as of yet, but it has been about. A lot of people commented on it. When we were walking back over to the far side of the paddock here, you could actually feel little spits and spots from the sea fret. But it, like a couple of riders who were talking to, just saying, just like being at Anglesey, it'll just go in and it'll just go out. Don't think it's going to affect us here now. But when it does, that little bit of breeze that we get just gets a little bit colder. We're going to have a couple of sidecars going to be going out the back of this as well. Tony Baker going to take his outfit run, and as also is the Crow Boys are going to be taking their outfit for running. It's Grant Thompson going out on the 34 bike. Hello to Shirley Kenyuk, by the way, all the guys in Shirl's Garden. Big Al has asked me to say hello to you guys. Thanks for the hospitality. So Shirl and the guys, enjoy your day, and you spectators around this 4 1/4 mile Motor Isle circuit, just enjoy it. It's going to be great. 42, Aaron Sadler, 12, Barry Ferber goes past Barry on the ZX6R machine. Barry, of course, from Newtown. 92, Jamie Williams. He's on the NCE Honda 600RR. Going really well in Europe, is Jamie, at the moment. Hello, mate. You all right? It's young Lennon. Hello, Chrissy Lennon from Ratcliffe. How are you? Nice to see you back, mate. Nice to see you. Hope you're well. Number 9, Paul Cassidy. Number 1, Brian McCormack. Back to go as well. Yeah, you could hear him there. Number 11, that's Adrian Harrison. Good lad, Adi. Good to see you. Number 10, Andy Smart. 94, 8. Dan Sale goes through. Paul Cranston also there as well. Gives a big thumbs up. There's Paul. He's enjoying his racing, isn't he? He really is. 7, Sam West. Sam and the ZX6R Kawasaki. Just getting a bit of heat into those front brakes. Hopefully Michael Sweeney's got his machine sorted out, because in the 600 race a bit earlier on, he had a few problems and had to pull out in that one. 85 is going past us next. Andy Hurd. Andy on the Kawasaki as well. As Andrew gives us a nod as he goes past Dave Rigby on the number 49 bike. I'm not sure if he made the finish as well. Al Malcolm, good to see you. 55, Mike Russell. 22, Paul Jordan. Get the heat in that brake. Davey Todd on the one bike. Weaving from side to side. 4, Mikey Evans. 36, Jamie Coward. 21, Joe Yeardsley. 17 through as well, Kevin Keyes, enjoying his time at the Blown Circuit. 44 is Rob Hodson on the SMT machine. 38, Ermo Castamo. Number 3 is Mike Brown, the winner earlier on today. Will Mike get that double on Championship Thursday here, Championship Thursday afternoon, and 54 Pastors, John Marsh, after that win earlier on, third place in the support race, and then winning the second one a little bit earlier on. And I think we just got Michael Dunlop on the six. Now, you heard what he said. He was pretty close to the pace that he wanted to run. Michael Sweeney's got it sorted on the 65 bike. And here is Michael Sweeney coming in, Michael Dunlop even coming in behind him. And one more is Dominic Herbertson on his Ducati. Hopefully he'll get those problems sorted out. He dropped right back, didn't he, at the start of the race. Just to remind them, well, any spectators that are coming here, you cannot cross from here to Ballacagan through the field. If you haven't been for a few years, you are not allowed to do that. You have to stay this side of the paddock. So the green flag goes at the back of the grid. The sidecars are Tony Baker, Ryan and Callum Crowe, and 77 Tim Reeves and Kevin Colch. They go past us. They're going for a little trundle round on their outfits, I'm sure, on the Cosmic Group Carl Cox Motorsport on the side of that, just to get out for a little setup for the championship sidecar race happening a little bit later on. So here we go, race number one of the afternoon. Now, they are going to show a lack of adhesion flag down at I think it's at Iron Gate. I'll just, what's up there? Ah, yes, soft tarmac at Ballacagan. Lack of adhesion flags will be displayed. Yes, yeah, so soft tar at Ballacagan, because it is quite warm. The temperature is quite warm on the foot, feeling the ground. I mean, I'm not sure it's that hot as of yet. I think it's just about perfect, I would say, for this Betteridge of Foxdale Car Supersport 600cc race. It's over seven laps. It's only 29.75 miles, and the lap record for this is 110.998. We've already seen them today on the 600s in the 111s. What are we going to see this afternoon? Let's head across four ways as the mist rolls in from Scarlett and Rob Pritchard.
Thanks, Chris. Yep, so let's take a look back then, just as a bit of a reference point, if you like, from the Supersport A race. We've already mentioned that Mike Brown was winner ahead of Davey Todd and Michael Dunlop on the podium, but elsewhere, Rob Hodgson in fourth as well. Jamie Coward was fifth. Number 22, Paul Jordan in sixth place. Number 15, Nathan Harrison in seventh. Elsewhere, fellow Manxman number 21, Joe Yeardsley, moved up into the top 10 in 8th, as did number 38, Erno Costamo in 9th, and another Ireland rider in number 34, Grant Thompson, also inside the top 10 in 10th. Had to hold off number 12, Barry Ferber, for a little bit as well, ended up finishing 1.255 seconds in front. As Chris did mention there, number 65, Michael Sweeney, maybe a couple of mechanical issues meant that he had to retire from the race. And I remember that number 4, Michael Evans, in that Super Sport A race, retired here at Cross Four Ways with a potential issue on the AGR Motorsport Triumph. Here they come on the sighting lap. The Marshall followed by Hodgson. There is Evans, West, Thompson, Costamo and Ferber. Then we've got Smart, Williams, Russell, Sadler. That's 94.49. There's Paul Jordan, Adrian Harrison. Number 9, Paul Cassidy. Then there's a little bit of a gap here to the rest of the field. Number 93, Paul Cranston, already on the podium today. Elsewhere, 85, 36, 8 and 111. 17, Kevin Keyes, Yeardsley, Marsh, Brown, Sweeney and Herbertson. Then number 1, Davey Todd is there, along with number 6, Michael Dunlop, MBE. So that's your travelling convoy on this sighting lap through Cross Four Ways for this opening race of the afternoon session on Championship Race Day. And looking at a couple of those, again, Chris already mentioned it, number 2, Dominic Herbertson, managed to finish 13th after losing a lot of ground on the previous race as well. You can hear just a couple of the sidecars who've gone out for a sighting lap. Number 9 is Tony Baker and Tom Dawkins. Number 7, Ryan and Callum Crowe, the outright record holders. To you, Tim.
Yeah, we sighted on the bridge, and what, just checking in on the Southern 100 Facebook page, what's amazing is the amount of people, the crowds that we've got down here around the Motor Oil Balloon course. It really is superbly attended today with the weather. Marshall just comes in and will just peel off the Castletown bypass into his position just behind the race headquarters as the bikes make their way over School Hill Rise and into their positions. And as is customary, quite a few of the front runners don't like to be waiting on the grid too long, so they make their way, they weave through the lower order riders on the grid and come and make their way through. It's imperative, of course, even now, to maintain as much heat in the tyres as possible. Paul Jordan just going into his position, fourth on the grid, first on the second row. Here's the front row, number 3, Mike Brown is the first there. Then there's Davey Todd and pole position is Davy Todd, and then Michael Dunlop actually is on pole position, and Davy Todd second position on the grid. Paul Jordan behind, and then it is Rob Hodgson. There's a gap there. We'll just check on who that is. Maybe no Nathan Harrison potentially as the revs go up. And away they go, and safely away, Chris Kinley.
As we look up the road, the first race of the afternoon, the Betteridge is 600, and it's Davy Todd, there's the Mike Brown, and Rob Hodgson in third. So it's one from three from 44 as you go to Ballochagan, lap one of seven.
Thank you very much. Yeah, the sidecars have just gone screaming past, and the two other travelling marshals, they'll go to their positions around the course, and there's the course inspection car through as well. So a nice clean start made there by the 600 machines, but it was Michael Dunlop notably on pole, Davy Todd second on that front row, and then Mike Brown, no Nathan Harrison on the grid there, but Paul Jordan and Rob Hodgson safely away as well. We did see Todd create a new lap record. I'm not quite sure what happened this morning with Mike Brown's. We'll get that double check. But Todd was 111.544 miles per hour yesterday evening. So are we going to again see the records tumble around the Motor Isle Boulogne course, as we've seen the history books being rewritten throughout this special, very special meeting? It is the Platinum Jubilee, 70 years of the Friendly Racers. What's the situation out at Cross Four Ways, Rob Pritchard?
And with a bit of a gap toward the front now, number one, Davy Todd, Mike Brown, Michael Dunlop, it's Hodgson, Yeardsley and Evans, that's your front group, Herbertson, Coward, Jordan, Sweeney, Costamo, Keys, Ferber, Thompson, West, Williams, Smart, and it's McCormack, Russell, Sadler, 94-49, that's Warmold and Rigby on the way through, five more machines, six more machines. Dan Sale looks to have dropped towards the back of the order there in Cross Four Ways on the opening lap. So Davy Todd leading at Cross Four Ways on the opening lap. He seems to have not just got himself back in front, but just opened up a little bit of a gap to number three, Mike Brown, in behind him as well. Deja vu from the start of the last race as well. Those two at the front, but Michael Dunlop right in behind as well. We heard Rob Hodgson had got in front, back up into the top three, in fact, on the opening section up the Castletown Bypass, but it seems to have been clawed back by Michael Dunlop on the way round. To you, Tim.
Yep, just spotted machines on the bridge, and a little bit of a gap for Davy Todd, who's in the lead. Michael Dunlop is in second place, and unfortunately our screen, it is working now. We've got Rob Hodgson through, 21 Joe Yeardsley, 4 Michael Evans, 36 Jamie Coward. Just let you listen. So the gap at the front, we've got a few issues because Davy Todd is not registered there, or indeed Michael Dunlop. But Rob Hodgson is 0.232 seconds. We've got it now. Davy Todd is leading. And we'll get that filled in because I think that's being manually inputted. It is indeed Mike Brown is 1.139 seconds down on Davy Todd. Rob Hodgson through, 3 seconds off the lead. Joe Yeardsley, number 21, is 3.3 seconds off the lead. Number four, Michael Evans, is 3.4 seconds off the lead. So very tight there between those three. Then we've got 36, Jamie Coward, 4.4 seconds down off the lead. Seventh is number two, Dominic Herbertson, 4.7 down. Paul Jordan is 5.2 down, 22. Then it's 65, Michael Sweeney, 38, Erno Costamo, 17, Kevin Keyes, and 12, Barry Ferber. Robert Cross Four Ways.
Davy Todd still in from Mike Brown and Michael Dunlop. Then it's Yeardsley, Hodgson, Evans, Coward, Herbertson, Sweeney and Jordan. Gap starting to opening up in the field a little bit on this next lap. Costamo ahead of Kevin Keyes, Barry Ferber, Grant Thompson right on his tails with Sam West and Jamie Owens. And number 10, Andy Smart as well. Number 55, Michael Russell moving up ahead of number 42, Aaron Sadler. Eddie Warmold and David Rigby in close attendance as well. There's John Marsh, already a newcomer winner today. Adrian Harrison and numbers 85, 9, 93 and 8. Complete this latest lap through Cross Four Ways. So it is still number one, Davy Todd, leading with just that little bit of a gap from number three, Mike Brown, who's got Michael Dunlop right on his coattails there. And also moving up as well, number 21, Joe Yeardsley as well, looking to try and catch the trio. To you, Tim.
Yeah, I think Davy Todd is taking this by the scruff of the neck. There's Mike Brown, and there is Dunlop in third. Joe Yeardsley, Rob Hodgson, Michael Evans, Jamie Coward, Dominic Herbert, and Michael Sweeney, and Paul Jordan. All as quick as that. Let you have a listen. Oh, that wasn't one bike, it was two. They were so close to just an overtake being set up there. Davy Todd is 1.797 seconds ahead of Michael Dunlop, but sandwiched in between there should be Mike Brown, because he was certainly in second. I was visually looking at that. So fourth, Joe Yeardsley, number 21. Fifth is Rob Hodgson. Sixth is Michael Evans. Seventh is Jamie Coward. Eighth is Dominic Herbertson. Ninth is Michael Sweeney. Tenth is Paul Jordan. 11th is 38, Erno Castamo. 12th will be number 17. Kevin Keyes. 13th is number 12, Barry Ferber. Fastest lap there was by Michael Dunlop. Can't give you what it exactly was. Let's have a look at the time. 1:30. No, that's not right. That. Let's go to Cross Four Ways, Rob Pritchard.
Well, what I can say with my eyes in front of me is number one, Davy Todd leads. Michael Dunlop has moved ahead of number three, Mike Brown. So there's a change in the front three. Dunlop up to second. Yeardsley, Hodgson, Evans, Coward, Herbertson, Sweeney and Jordan. So Jordan just dropping back a little bit as well. And Dominic Herbertson coming into play in that front group at the moment. Another battle here, Castamo and Keyes. And then behind that is Ferber, West and Thompson. Thompson dropping back a place. Number 92, Jamie Owens. Number 10, Andy Smart. 55, Michael Russell. And number 42, Aaron Sadler. Two more, Eddie Warmold and David Rigby on the way through. So Davy Todd still leading, but Michael Dunlop has moved up into second at Cross Four Ways ahead of Mike Brown. As number 54, John Marsh comes through. 11, Adrian Harrison. Number 85, Andrew Hurd. And number 9, Paul Cassidy. And then there's Cranston and Sale. To you, Tim.
Yeah, looking up to School Hill Rise, and here comes the race leader. And that is Todd, then it's Dunlop, and then it is Brown. And I can give you now that, Dunlop is in second. He's 1.694 down on Todd, and Brown is just four hundredths of a second back in third on Dunlop. Then it's 21, Joe Yeardsley. Then it's 44, Rob Hodgson in fifth. Sixth is number four, Michael Evans. Seventh, number 36, Jamie Coward. Eighth, number two, Dominic Herbertson. Ninth, number 65, Michael Sweeney. And, we've got inside the class record as well for Todd. Just checking on the figures, 110.998 is that. And also Dunlop is inside that record as well. So Paul Jordan, 10th, 11th, 38, Erno Castama. Then it's 12th, number 17, Kevin Keyes, followed by Barry Ferber, Sam West, Grant Thompson, Jamie Williams, Andy Smart, Michael Russell, Aaron Sadler, David Rigby, Eddie Wormald, John Marsh, Adrian Harrison, Andrew Hurd, Paul Cassidy and Paul Cranston. But it's Todd leading Dunlop by 1.694 seconds at the end of lap three. Brown in very close attendance in third position. Let's go to Robert Cross Four Ways.
Yeah, the gap between the front three and the rest of the field is shifting even bigger. Number one, Davy Todd. Number six, Michael Dunlop. And number three, Mike Brown. No change in the order of the front three on this latest lap through Cross Four Ways. It is Todd, Dunlop and Brown. Yeardsley, Hodgson right on his tail, as Evans, Coward, Herbertson, Sweeney and Jordan as well. That's a great old battle going on for fourth place as it stands at the moment. That could go either way, in a number of ways, if you like, as number 38, Erna Castamo, who's opened up a little bit of ground as well, to number seven, Sam West, in behind Barry Ferber, now battling away with number 34, Grant Thompson, who had just a little bit of a look there, but then pulled out. 92, Jamie Williams, number 10, Andy Smart, 55, Michael Russell, 42, Aaron Sadler. We can see Rigby and Warmold making their way towards us. Davy Todd still leading across four ways. Michael Dunlop in second, Mike Brown in third, and the battle for fourth is great. To you, Tim.
Yeah, Davy Todd, it's tighter now. Todd, Dunlop, Brown, as quick as that. And 0.7 the margin that Todd has now over Dunlop. And it's 1.4 between Todd and Brown in third place. 10 riders through while I was reading that out. Another 7 made it across the line. Reddy, the top 3 of the 10. 4th, 21, Joe Yeardsley. 5th is number 44, Rob Hodgson. 6th is number 4, Michael Evans. 7th, number 36, Jamie Coward. And Brown's lap, 111.762 miles per hour, beats Todd's from last night. So that could be the best and fastest 600cc lap that we've had seen. But Dunlop's quicker. Unfortunately, we're getting some pretty spurious information about what Michael Dunlop is lapping. So if somebody wants to tell me in the ear, we'll convey that to the audience. 112.135, I think I was getting there. 112.135. So that is the quickest 600cc lap we have ever seen here down at the Motor Arbelin course. Wow, Rob Pritchard.
Here we go, Davy Todd and Michael Dunlop now right on his tail here, pulling away by a second or so from number 3, Mike Brown. So Michael Dunlop is closing in on Davy Todd. Brown's not letting them go, though. Dunlop around a second quicker on the last lap than Todd. Here's Yeardsley holding off Hodgson, Michael Evans, Jamie Coward, 2 Dom Herbertson, 65 Michael Sweeney, and then just dropping back a little more, number 22 Paul Jordan in that little group, but that is still anyone's game. From 4th down to 10th, there was less than 3.5 seconds separating that group. That just tells you how close it is. What a lap that was by Michael Dunlop. 38, Erno Kostama, number 7, Sam West. Couple of seconds back, number 12, Barry Ferber, and number 34, Grant Thompson in there. So Kostama trying to keep those three at bay. 92, Jamie Williams. Then it's number 10, Andy Smart. 55, Michael Russell. And number 42, Aaron Sadler. To you, Tim.
Yeah, on the bridge. I wasn't going to read out the 159 we've got with Dunlop. And Dunlop leads! Dunlop is now in the lead ahead of Davy Todd and Mike Brown. And let's just give you the gap. 0.170. 0.170. Brown has just dropped back a little bit at 2.178 now down on the leader, but he's 2 seconds almost exactly behind Davy Todd. So in fourth place, it's 21, Joe Yeardsley. Fifth is number 44, Rob Hodgson. Sixth is number 36, Jamie Coward. Seventh is number 2, Dominic Herbertson. Eighth, number 4, Michael Evans. Ninth, number 65, Michael Sweeney. 10th, 22, Paul Jordan. Then it's Erno Kostama, Sam West, Barry Ferber, Grant Thompson, Jamie Williams, Andy Smart, Aaron Sadler, Michael Russell, and David Rigby. But it's Michael Dunlop who has now hit the front. He said he wasn't far off getting that Ducati chimed in to perfection. Looks like he may well have achieved that. 0.170 is all he is now ahead of Davy Todd, with Mike Brown in third place, Yeardsley, Hodgson and Coward. We are having such a great opener to the afternoon. Rob Pritchard, Cross Four Ways.
We are indeed, and it is Michael Dunlop for the first time across Four Waders, leading from number 1, Davy Todd. Dropping back just a second or two now, number 3, Mike Brown. So just dropping off the pace a little bit. Dunlop leading Todd, and then it's Brown on the way through. The leading trio has pulled away here. Meanwhile, Rob Hodgson has moved up into fourth ahead of Joe Yeardsley and Jamie Coward, who moved up as well on the last lap. Herbertson, Evans, Sweeney and Jordan on the way through. So Rob Hodgson moving up into fourth place ahead of Joe Yeardsley on this latest lap at Cross Four Ways. We mentioned Jamie Coward moving up 2 places, moving on to this penultimate lap. Michael Evans, conversely, dropping by 2 places in that great battle, with Dominic Herbertson sandwiched in between. Erno Kostama, number 7, Sam West, might just be gaining a little bit of ground on Kostama in front of him. And Grant Thompson has got ahead of number 12, Barry Ferber. So that's another change in the order here from the last time they came through. To you, Tim.
Who's it going to be at the front? And it looks like it is Dunlop, then Todd. And dropping back, as Rob was saying, is number 3. So there he is, Michael Dunlop. He is 0.413 ahead of number 1. 6 leads 1, 1 being Davy Todd. And then a further 3.6 seconds back is number 3, Mike Brown. Then it's Rob Hodgson, Joe Yeardsley, Jamie Coward, Dominic Herbertson, Michael Evans, Michael Sweeney, Paul Jordan, And they're the 10 that are through so far. So Dunlop leads by 0.413 as there through goes 11th place, 38, Erno Costamo. 7, Sam West is through as well. 34 and 12, Grant Thompson and Barry Ferver having a furious battle. As a little bit of misty, sort of murky stuff drifting across. Here at the start-finish line. Jamie Williams through, Aaron Sadler, Andy Smart, Michael Russell in very close proximity, and David Rigby, the newcomer, through as well. They're on the last lap. It's Dunlop, but only just less than half a second between 6 Dunlop and 1 Davy Todd. Mike Browns is dropping back a little bit, 3.6 down on Todd. It's those three for the podium. Let's go to Robin Cross Four Ways.
Michael Dunlop leads, and he's about 3 or 4 bike lengths ahead by my reckoning of number one, Davy Todd here, dropping back again. It's Mike Brown. What's it like on the exit? Yep, Dunlop's there, then Todd, and then Brown. They're opening that gap, the trio, and also the, I suppose, the top 10 pulling away from the rest of the field. From 10th to 11th, 17 and a half seconds. Paul Jordan in 10th, and Erno Costamo in 11th. Rob Hodgson holding on to 4th. Jamie Coward moving up to 5th, ahead of Joe Yeardsley. Herbertson, Sweeney, Evans, and Jordan on the way through as well. So a little bit of a change there. Hodgson still in fourth, but Jamie Coward moving up into the top 5 ahead of number 21, Joe Yeardsley on the way through. Then Herbertson, Evans, Sweeney and Jordan. That order unchanged on the way through. Like I said, that big gap to just outside the top 10. Dunlop leading Todd, though, through Cross Four Ways as Costamo comes through and Sam West. Back to you, Tim.
Yeah, we're looking up School Hill Rise. Two bikes together. It's a race for the line. Dunlop takes the victory ahead of Todd by 0.176 of a second. Brilliant racing. Mike Brown in third, and Davy Todd on that last lap, 112.665 miles per hour. Chris Kinley.
Yeah, Michael Dunlop also in the 112s as well, 112.469, but a win for Michael Dunlop in the end by 0.176. He said he was going to make some changes to that, and we have seen the first 112 laps on the Supersport machines around the 4.25 mile Motor Isle Bland circuit, and we'll get the instant reaction from Michael Dunlop in a second or so. He's just speaking to the Milwaukee Ducati boys first off, and the changes that they made from the first Supersport race this morning, I think, have definitely paid off. We'll get the story of the race. Wow. 112.665 and 112.445, pushing the pace on these bikes. And first of all, now you've got 26 wins around here. Well done, Michael, MBE.
I know, it was a tight race. Davey was running real... I knew Davey would run good pace. Well, I don't, he always runs good pace, you know what I mean? So it was just tight going, and I knew if I got on my own, I'd be all right. And last lap got a bit scrappy. I was scrappy on it a wee bit. Defensive, because they were quite quick out the slow turns. And they seemed to top end as well, so... yeah, good. Good to win the 600 race and bring back the Douglas. My own fault yesterday. I apologise to the lads. I'd heard... an issue, but look, the boys worked hard all week there. It's nice to repay them that last one. It's nice to have.
The changes you made from the first one obviously worked.
Oh, yeah, no, I had far better pace there. Just even going from, you know, 18s or 19s to 16s there, it seems like. So I don't know who got the fast lap race, but I know Davey and me would have been definitely...
very, very close together. I think you did a 112.4, he was 112.6, around that sort of pace.
I thought they were going to say he's going to slipstream me the whole way, and his bike's been quick, but I was very scrappy in the last lap, which I shouldn't have been, but I was trying to just keep the thing tight.
Well done.
Cheers, boss.
Thank you, Michael. Cheers, thank you. And we'll just jump over to Davey Todd if we can. There we go. Let's jump over if we can, Davey, and... I'm sure it's going to be no consolation, the lap sort of speed you were doing. No, it's pretty good pace. I mean, in the 112s on one of these.
Incredible, isn't it? Yeah, I think I just said to the boys, I don't think there's a whole lot left in that, to be quite honest. Yeah, we're definitely on some pace there. It was a real good fun, the battle of three of us. And then I'm not sure what happened to Mike, but just ended up me and Michael the last couple of laps. And I just tried to get my head down and do what I could. And hey, the Ducati, I think, works really well out of here. This little Honda's got good top-end speed at the end of the straights, but the punch out of them tight corners is, I think, where we're losing a little bit. But, no, Michael rode fantastic in that race, and I had a bit of a look on that last couple of corners, and he didn't leave me anything. So I was there if he left the door open, but the door was definitely shut. So, I got to give it up to the Milenko by Padgett's team. They've done a fantastic job all week with this bike, and, yeah, proud of that.
I'll let you get ready because you've got the pattern coming up soon. So cheers, Davey.
Cheers, mate.
Thank you very much. Cheers. There we go. And quickly go to Mike Brown if we can. Mike's just over here and just squeeze in if we can. Sorry, guys, just to jump in there. Mike, third place. I know not what you're looking for, but what pace, Ed, in 112.6s?
Yeah, it's a good pace. Davey put in a good first lap, and I wasn't expecting. He was a bit slower in the other two races on the first lap, and after the first lap, I'd tried pulling him in, and I kept making little mistakes, trying too hard, and then Dunlop got by me, and I tried too hard again. I just kept making little mistakes. I just wasn't getting it, so I just settled for third.
Pretty safe third as well.
Yeah, I had a look back. I had no boards, but just when I knew I was a safe third, I just washed myself and get through the day.
Well done, Mike.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. There's Mike Brown. So there's your top three in the Betfred 600cc Challenge race. We'll do the presentation in a minute. Peter and the team from Betfred are here. I think we'll just wait for the King of the Roads guys just to finish doing their live stuff. The footage of it is absolutely incredible. Tim, I don't know if you've seen any of that. Just tidy up the top 10 in the 600 race, Tim, and then there's that sea mist just starts to roll in a little bit more, and Castle Rushen High School slowly disappearing. Just back to you for a sec.
Yeah, the footage is remarkable, especially the sidecar footage. Fourth was 36, Jamie Coward. Fifth was 44, Rob Hodgson. Sixth, number 21, Joe Yeardsley. Seventh, number 2, Dominic Herbertson. Eighth, number 65, Michael Sweeney. Ninth, number 4, Michael Evans. Tenth, number 22, Paul Jordan. I'll carry on going until I get the word. 11th, 38, Erno Costamo. 12th, number 7, Sam West. 13th, number 34, Grant Thompson. 14th, number 12, Barry Ferber. 15th, number 92, Jamie Williams. 16th, number 10, Andy Smart, the newcomer. 17th, number 42, Aaron Sadler. 18th, number 49, newcomer David Rigby. In 19th was Michael Russell, number 55. 20th, 94, newcomer Eddie Wormald. 21st, 54, John Marsh, another of the newcomers, got a win earlier on. 22nd was number 11, Adrian Kershaw. 23rd, 85, Andrew Hurd. 24th, number 9, Paul Cassidy. 25th, number 93, Paul Cranston. And 26th, number 8, Dan Sale. So that is the complete order. Dunlop, Todd and Brown, they're waiting for the trophies and the Dan Neen trophy to the winner. Let's go to Chris Kinley.
Okay, folks, this is the Betfred 600cc Challenge Race. Peter from the Betfred team is here. In third place, give it big up to Mike Brown. Well done to Mike, getting a third position. And in second position with a new lap record of a 2 minute 15.801 at 112.665, Davey Todd. And now 26 wins around the Motor Isle Balloon Circuit with the fastest lap of 112.469 is Michael Dunlop.